Tonight's episode of CNC Reviews on Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio is brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio information and entertainment. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Sign up today for a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/PWP Radio. Remember to include the /PWP Radio so they know we sent you.
We here at CNC Reviews would like to remind you to turn off your cell phones and remain as quiet as possible during the show.
And before you start asking questions, we are not kidding. If you don't stay quiet, I will go ghetto on your ass.
Unless you want a large black man beating the shit out of you, I would shut the fuck up.
You're damn right.
Please, sit back, enjoy the show, and remain courteous to your fellow listeners.
Or you know what will happen.
Bang! Oh, God, I'm sorry. I just wanted to be Diamond Dallas Page for a second. Welcome to the show. My name is Caleb Johnson. I am your creator, co-host, main host, host. I am your Ryan Seacrest. Wait, Ryan Seacrest. Let's see. Whoopi Goldberg. I am your Whoopi Goldberg of the East. No, that's Cameron. Cameron's the black one. I'm the white one. I'm one of the other bitchy four women. I'm fucking goddamn it. I am all four bitchy white women, and Cameron is the bitchy black woman who was in some movies back in the day. Whoopi, how you doing tonight?
Who is this Whoopi? I don't know who you're talking about.
You're Whoopi Goldberg.
No, I'm not. Caleb Lovelace.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Caleb Lovelace.
Shut the fuck up right now. I don't have a clitoris in the back of my throat.
Oh, but you do.
I really don't. It's physically impossible for a man to have a clitoris in the back of his throat if you weren't aware.
You could be a hermaphrodite.
Let's not talk about hermaphrodites, okay? Not here. Not this way. Not this way, damn it. So, but Cameron, before we start the show, how have you been this last week? I know tomorrow is a special day for you, but what else is going on?
This week has been great because my birthday is tomorrow, and I've been excited all week long.
Yay! Happy birthday. Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Dude, you're welcome. I love you.
I can't say the same.
Fuck you. Have you watched any good television lately?
I've watched some weird anime.
Yeah, you told me about this weird anime, about this, like, Japanese girl who's trying to, like, get her cherry popped. It's really weird.
Yeah, really weird.
If I watched anime, I would totally check it out, but I don't. It's nothing against anime. I know a lot of people that watch. I have a lot of great friends that watch anime. I just can't get into it.
Next week, you're going to end up watching because, yeah.
No. Anyway, but basically this week, some cool shit happened. True Detective was amazing. The Following came back, and it was the fucking balls. Shameless, it's very slow this season so far, but hopefully it picks up. It was kind of funny. There were some funny parts. It's okay. Debbie's storyline is terrible. I'm not caught up on Justified. I haven't watched season four. Waiting for season four of Archer to get on Netflix. I'm watching a lot of Mad Men, spending time with a girlfriend, watching some Shameless with her, getting her caught up. I went to see Wolf of Wall Street. I would just like to say this right now. A couple months ago, or last month, we had the Revy Awards where we named Pain and Gain Movie of the Year. I am not taking the award away, but I would just like to right now say that the Wolf of Wall Street now has its own honorary award called the Wolfie, because it was the balls that made my top 20 movies ever. It was the fucking shit. You got to see Janie's dick in it for some reason.
That's not what Mama Caleb said. No.
Dude, my mom did not like this movie, no.
Mama Caleb doesn't like the movie, so I won't go see the movie.
Dude, oh my God. Matthew McConaughey was great in this movie for the little bit he was in. And also, I would just like to say, speaking of 2013, we never did this, but worst movie of 2013, I'm officially going to name it right now, is Movie 43. Movie 43 was a terrible, terrible film that had one good sketch with Liev Schreiber and the dude that plays Lip on Shameless. Other than that, this movie was fucking terrible. I don't care how many A-list fucking celebrities you have. This movie was fucking awful. I couldn't fucking stand it.
And next week, people, you can tune in to CNC Reviews to hear a review on Movie 4.
No, we are not reviewing that piece of shit, Cameron. Shut the fuck up. There's nothing to review. There's nothing you can say about this movie other than, hey, I could take a shit into a microphone and it would sound better. It would be a better movie, honestly.
No. No, no. No, no. No.
Dude, this movie is fucking horrible. It's so fucking goddamn horrible. It's awful.
Okay.
Are we getting the show? When are we getting the? Are we getting the show started now?
Sure. Why not?
We're gonna get the show. Cameron, is there anything you want to say about Richard Sherman?
Great talent. Great talent.
Yeah, he was good. Great promo.
The NFL needs people like him in it. It's too cookie cutter nowadays. We need some spice in the NFL.
He can be the Booker T of the NFL.
I'm pretty sure he is going to get buried, though, by Triple H.
Oh, dude, yeah, it's very unlikely that Triple H is going to get buried. Anyway, now we've got some reviews, and I've been debating which movie we actually start with. So I decided, since it's the more popular of the two, let's start with The Breakfast Club. Cameron,
Before we start this review, great hockey game going on tonight.
Okay, Cameron, this is one of your all-time favorite movies. I'm going to let you tell these people what The Breakfast Club is about.
All right, you got these kids, and you got a freaking nerd, a jock, like the prom queen, a goth, and the freaking douchebag. And they're all in detention. And all type of stuff happens. They get high, and they act like they're going to be friends, but then they realize, oh, snap, when we get back in school, we're going to talk to each other. And then it's sad, but then one guy gets his girl's earring, and it's just a great movie.
Yeah, the dude gets his neck kissed up by Molly Ringwald.
Yeah.
Breakfast Club, it's a movie that I love this movie, but I did not realize until I decided we were going to review it. I've never seen this movie all the way through.
You're an idiot for that.
I am. This movie is fucking awesome.
It is amazing.
People don't realize how many amazing 80s movies were just made. Coming-of-age, teenage 80s movies are, like, the best. Pretty in Pink is actually pretty good.
Yeah, Pretty in Pink is a really good movie. John Hughes is the name.
Dude, John Hughes is an amazing director.
Yeah.
But dude, this movie was fucking fantastic. I loved it. I actually, I noticed how much Emilio Estevez looks like Martin Sheen. He looks like fucking Martin Sheen. It's insane. There's a lot you can say about this movie is that the acting wasn't necessarily good. This movie was amazing. It wasn't good because of the acting. It sent a great message, kind of. It was really interesting. It's definitely, you can tell it's a coming-of-age movie, and there's a lot of cussing in this movie. I didn't realize that either. It takes, a lot. I really enjoyed this movie. I can definitely say my favorite character was the fucking douchebag delinquent, I love to fuck with people like that. Yes, he's CM Punk, basically. Dude, he is CM Punk, okay. CM Punk was in The Breakfast Club, people. He shaved Molly Ringwald's head, actually, if you didn't know. The Breakfast Club 2, Straight Edge Society, coming to a theater for you. It's great. The little nerd, if you didn't know, he grew up to be Lou Gallows, or Festus. Just in case y'all didn't know. It's actually very interesting. He just got fat and bald and got a tattoo and had a Down syndrome gimmick for a long time.
He was hot. He didn't have Down syndrome.
I remember that fucking... I mean, I love the Straight Edge Society, but come on, he was on drugs. Shut up. I will admit, though, remember whenever he became a fake biker in TNA? His name was Doc. That was great. I remember when he got unmasked, I was like, what the fuck is Luke Gallows doing here? The most uneventful one was Mike Knox. That was so stupid.
Oh.
He was Mike. Whenever he first unmasked, he was Mike Knox. The next week, he was Knox. The next week, he was Nux. He was Knuckles from Sonic.
Yeah.
Dude, he was so Knuckles from Sonic, holy shit.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Did you not like Sonic growing up or some shit?
Dude, I love Sonic.
Okay. But nonetheless, The Breakfast Club is a really great 80s film. I think it holds up well for like almost 30 years later.
Dude, every John Hughes movie holds up great. Pretty in Pink, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Breakfast Club, just all of it. They hold
like,
up
what,
very
well. It's insane. Like, I mean, yeah, they dress differently, and there's some different stuff that's like talked about that you can tell is 80s, but for the most part, like, honestly, I can see that with a couple things changed. It's not like that scenario couldn't happen nowadays. It'd just be, like, it's one of the things where if they ever remade The Breakfast Club, there's not much you can do besides change what they wore.
Yeah, yeah.
To make it adapt to today, because there are tons of movies from the, like, Arthur, they remade that to adapt to today. Breakfast Club, it's adapted to today except for the fucking clothing and shit. So it's like, what the fuck are you going to do? Imagine a Breakfast Club remake with, like, Taylor Lautner playing the jock. Oh, God. Imagine. Dude, you know. Zac Efron would be in it. Fucking. What did he say? Who else is there?
Who the nerd, fuck else? The goth.
Who would play the... let's think. If they fucking remade The Breakfast Club, imagine the shitty fucking teenage actors they would get to play these guys.
Oh, my God.
Because we know for a fact, Taylor Lautner or Zac Efron will be in it if they remake it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked if, even though he's like 30 now, I wouldn't be shocked. Oh, dude, Michael Cera would be the nerd. I guarantee you. That would actually be awesome. That would be fucking awesome.
Yeah,
I'd take that back.
Yeah,
that'd
be
awesome.
Yeah. Everything
would be better with Ice Cube.
Ice Cube
is a fucking principal. Oh my God. I'm tired of all you motherfuckers getting out of your motherfucking seats. Get the fuck down, motherfuckers.
We said Ice Cube, not Samuel L. Jackson.
Have you watched 21 Jump Street, dude?
Yeah, Caleb. Yes, I have.
Then you get what I mean. Never mind. But dude, Samuel L. Jackson playing the principal would be... Okay, basically, if they ever remade it, an angry black man must play the principal.
Of course.
Dude, Mark Henry could play the principal. He could start jogging and start screaming, I got a lot left in the tank! Oh, Mark Henry's the best. Dude, I wish we could talk about that storyline we came up with the other day, but we really can't.
We really can't.
Like, as much as we really want to talk about it, our show would no longer be allowed on air. We would never have a show again. We would never work in radio again. So we can't. Unfortunately, this amazing storyline me and Cameron came up with 2 days ago, we can't tell you about.
If you would like to know what this amazing storyline is, you can tweet us or DM us or something.
Yeah, if we follow you, DM us and ask it, we'll probably tell you.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, I'll tell you that. We told Jamie and he just went, oh my God.
Oh, man.
I told my girlfriend about it, and she was just like, oh, my God, what is wrong with you guys? Do you have anything else to say about The Breakfast Club besides the fact that it completely holds up and it's fucking awesome and you should watch it?
No, it's the greatest movie of all time. Not the greatest movie of all time, no. It's one of them.
Isn't it in your favorites or some shit?
Yeah, it's in my top five.
That's good. Yeah, Breakfast Club is an amazing movie. You all should check it out. Cameron, what do you give this out of 10?
10. 10 out of 10.
I give it a 9. I think 9 is a number. I'm sorry, I had to mute my mic because I was sneezing. Caleb here.
Ed Cameron.
Next up is a review of Lovelace, which, listen, can I tell you the backstory? I were reviewing Lovelace.
Go ahead.
Now, this is a movie I saw on Netflix a few times. I didn't watch it, but like I just saw it, browsing. And I was like, holy fuck, this movie looks kind of interesting, but it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, about the pornography industry, and I'm like, do I really want to sit and watch this? And I'm like, nah. So then I'm listening, me and Karen, Steven Larson fans we are, listen to the SL cast. And like 2 weeks in a row, it was about 2 weeks that they talked about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
they were talking about it, and like Steve watched it and with his wife or whatever, and she liked it, you know, and he was talking about how it's cool because there are boobs in it, and it's not that great of a movie. He kept talking about like, oh, they didn't talk about how she fucked a dog, which why didn't they talk about it? Linda Lovelace fucked a dog, people, and they didn't talk about it in the movie. I'm not sure why. And then Larson watched it, and he was like, yeah, it was okay. So I just texted Cameron. I'm like, dude, let's review Lovelace. And he was like, okay, cool, because he knows why. So basically the whole backstory is that's the fucking backstory right there. I don't know why I just said the backstory is. But that's the backstory. And Lovelace, if you don't know, is about porn icon Linda Lovelace, who was in one of the biggest pornographic movies of all time, Deep Throat. And it grossed, like, it's the highest grossing pornographic film of all time. And it was super popular.
Reportedly.
It reportedly made, like,
but then I guess they didn't keep documents back then.
Oh, yeah, man. What was it, the 60s?
Yeah, somewhat.
70s. And it was just, like, a lot of cool people. James Franco was in this movie as Hugh Hefner. And the dude from, I think it's Everyone Loves Raymond, plays a really scummy porn director in this movie. So, Cameron, what were your first impressions of Lovelace?
I was like, oh my God, this really is Caleb's life. This really is Caleb's biography. Cameron,
it is not my biography. I don't have a clitoris in my throat. How many times do I have to tell you?
I was like, this is literally everything he's told me he's ever done in his life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it is Caleb Lovelace's documentary.
This is not my goddamn documentary. That makes no goddamn sense at all.
Caleb Lovelace.
Jesus, Cameron, I swear. Okay, so basically, did you like this movie? What did you think about it?
Yeah, it was good.
What stood out to you the most about this movie?
The one scene where he was showing her how to deep throat.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
I was gonna say my favorite scene in this movie was the scene where where her dad calls her and is like, I went to see your movie. I had to leave halfway through. And it's like, you had to walk out, like, dude, you went to a movie where you saw your daughter shove a dick down her throat. I bet that was just exciting as fuck. Like,
but
the movie
the
called
awkward
Deep
thing
Throat.
Is,
yeah.
What if he got a boner in the movie?
Dude, what if he got a boner? That'd be awful. That'd be horrible. If all of a sudden he's like,
really,
what's going on here? I've got to walk. Dude, what if that's the reason he walked out?
Oh, my God.
I think that in all seriousness, the best part of the movie was the best part of this movie was 100%, honestly, the end. I honestly do think that. Whenever she is having that interview about her book, I think that was the best fucking scene in this movie.
What about James Franco?
Dude, James Franco was fucking awesome in this movie. Holy shit, I forgot about that.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Like, the way he talked, I felt like it was Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, like that. He played Hugh Hefner amazing.
Like, that might be the best acting performance I've honestly seen James Franco give. And it's easily up there. And people want to piss on him. He was fucking amazing as Harry Osborn. I don't know what y'all are talking about. He was great as Harry. I don't know what the fuck people's issue is with him. Now, the third one, I get the issue with the third one, but come on. It's like, Lovelace is a fantastic film. If you don't mind...
You should not watch this with your family. You should not watch it.
Do not. Did you watch it with your family?
No. God, no.
Yeah, I didn't either. Don't watch this movie with your family. Good movie. It's not bad at all. It's really great. It's very informative. If you want to know, if you're into like learning about sex symbols and shit like that, if you like history, it's a very good historical film. If you're into like how pornography kind of kicked off, it's actually a really good movie. I thought that the chick who played Linda was very, very good. I enjoyed her performance. She did her a lot.
Who played her?
I don't know. I don't know who she is. I recognize her. I just don't know who she is.
Yeah, I recognize her too. It makes me sad. Because I know who she is.
Yeah, I know I've seen her somewhere. I just can't fucking put my finger on it. But, dude, just, honestly, her parents kind of were dickheads. But at the end of the day, if she had listened to her parents, she probably wouldn't have sucked a dick on a camera. So, you know, I guess.
Amanda Seyfried. Amanda Seyfried.
Ah, okay. What is she doing?
Yeah. Give it a second. Give me a second. Talk while I'm looking.
What?
You're supposed to talk while I was looking for what she's been in.
Oh, I thought you said talk while I'm looking. I'm like, are you talking about a fucking movie that she was in? God. Like I said, it was just, I really did like this movie, and I was pleasantly surprised. Maybe it's because I was expecting nothing going in, and that's why, but I really just like this movie. It's not a movie for everyone.
No, it isn't.
It's not, like, if you're not, like, into learning about that kind of stuff, and you don't want to know, like, history, then, yeah, probably shouldn't check it out, I guess. And especially, people bitch about this too much. If you can't handle nudity, not a movie for you. I'm sorry to tell you.
No.
Well, I feel like there was a penis. Was there a penis?
No, there was no penis.
I see. I could have sworn there was a penis.
No, I don't think there was a penis.
So the entire plot, and it's like, you know, you go into Deep Throat, where the entire plot is that she's a woman with a clitoris in her throat. Like, if you had a clitoris... like, how long... Dude, do you have any idea how long... Where in the throat would it be? That would be, like, a very long penis. That would be very... And I don't even think... It would have to be limp, because you'd have to move it around to find it. Like, in the throat... You don't have motion. You're going to get your, like, if you touch the teeth, your dick's going to get bitten off. You can't get your dick bitten off. That's horrible.
Caleb, you just turned this into something so weird and awkward.
Yeah, that was very weird and awkward, and I'm sorry. But then that dude was like, "Shelly, what if your testicles were in your ear? Well, I suppose I could hear myself coming." Like, that is the most lame thing. And that is just 70s. That just has 70s and 60s written all fucking over it.
And I went back and rewatched it. He does, in fact, say that.
You watched Deep Throat last night?
Yeah, I did.
Where?
I have my links.
Like, is the movie on the internet, actually?
Yeah, all you gotta do is just Google it. It'll be somewhere.
That's cool. Is it a good film?
No.
Is it a movie you would recommend watching with the family?
No, nowhere near with that.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to see Linda Lovelace with a cock shoved down her throat with your family, then you might want to get mental help.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's just... Oh, fuck. It was a very good movie. I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10. What about you?
I'm going to give it a 6.5.
Why must you pull a platoon?
Once a week, you need a platoon.
You can't just pull a platoon every second.
Every episode, Caleb. That's in my contract. I have to pull a platoon.
Where is it in your contract does it say you have to pull a fucking platoon? Are you powered by Verizon?
Young man.
You might want to try a different eating schedule. Man, I mean, coffee and cigarettes, you just can't live on. You have to eat to survive. Your pee is going to be bright yellow. You're going to be passing kidney stones. It's just going to be horrible. You got to eat something, drink some water. Smoking, whatever, I don't really care, but, like, just drink some water and eat some food, and then, don't suck.
What are you even talking about?
You actually don't know what I'm talking about, I'll tell you later. Jamie knows what I'm talking about, I guess you never knew about that, so I'll tell you later. I was yawning. I've turned it into a little song for you all. Lovelace. Yeah, good movie. Watch it. It's not for everyone. If you don't mind a couple tips here and there, you don't mind, like, some spousal abuse, you don't, you know, you're kind of interested in that kind of thing, yeah, check out Lovelace. It's a great film. Then next up, we have the Colts classic from 2001, Donnie Darko. Donnie Darko is a very confusing movie that involves time travel and mind-fucking, where a young man named Jake Gyllenhaal plays this kid named Donnie Darko. He's super depressed, almost jacks off in front of his therapist. And, you know, he's just kind of like a, just kind of a weird kid. And, you know, he has, like, pills and shit. And then one night, this demonic rabbit, dude in a demonic rabbit suit, starts telling him, like, the world's going to end in 28 days. And then a plane engine crashes through his house, and it's very confusing. And somehow this whole time travel weirdness kind of happens, and it's really weird. And he's like, meets this girl, and they start making out, and Seth Rogen plays a bully, and then they're racist to some Asian girl, and she, there's like this dude who everyone loves who's a motivational speaker who like fucks children, and it's really messed up, and there's a bunch of weirdness, and it's got some twists and turns at every fucking corner. It's really weird. It's a fucking weirdest hell movie, and it will fuck you in the mind with an 11-inch cock. It's really a mind fuck. Cameron, I'm gonna let you start. What the fuck do you think about this movie?
It's very, 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 very confusing movie. You're gonna have to watch this movie at least two or three times to even understand half of it.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
This movie, I mean, I don't know.
Didn't you just love that? Didn't you just love that dinner scene at the beginning?
Sure.
You didn't like that scene?
I don't even know which scene you're talking about.
You can go suck a fuck?
Oh! Yeah. That was amazing.
Well, tell me, how exactly does one suck a fuck?
I don't know, Caleb. Tell me.
It was great that... Can you suck a fuck? Like, how, like you can't suck. Like, you can have sex involving sucking, but you can't just suck sex. That makes no sense. Suck sex? Success. Success. Now it makes sense.
That's every porn star's motto.
Suck sex? Success? Oh, my God. That's actually really fucking hilarious. Anyway... I don't
really
know how
to talk about this movie.
Yeah, I don't really know how to talk about this movie.
It's there.
Like, it's a good movie. I recommend it. It's just you're going to have to watch it like 900 times.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's really good. It's not my favorite movie we reviewed this week. Sorry. You know, Breakfast Club is, but good. I thought it was a weird plot twist with Frank. Like, I don't understand Frank. That's what I don't understand. Like, I don't understand how he was this like bunny rabbit, and then he was just like a normal fucking teenager. I don't get that at all. How they were never. I don't get that. It makes no fucking sense.
I don't know. You picked a weird movie to review.
It's hard to review because I don't know what the fuck to say about it.
Caleb.
Do you know what to say about it?
No, I don't know what to say about it.
Yeah, it's just a mind fuck. That's really, honestly, don't you agree that the best way to talk about this movie is just say it's a fucking mind fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just. It's an entirely 100% mind fuck, and it will fuck your mind really hard and really good. That sounded horrible. I think that, what would you give this movie?
Like, 5. I mean,
so this
hard.
Is actually...
No, okay. Let me explain. I'm not going to give this movie a rating. Because I don't understand it. I don't know what to give it. I don't know for what it is. I don't know if it's good or bad.
Yeah, I can see that. I would give it an 8 because I have watched it before and then I watched it again. I watched it like 2 years ago. Fuck, why the fuck am I yawning? I don't know why I'm yawning. I'm sorry. Alright, yeah, I give it an 8. It's a good movie, and it was really easy to watch again, and I would watch, I might watch it tonight. I might watch it, I'm gonna watch it again. So, you didn't like this movie very much?
I mean, I liked it, but I mean, I'm not gonna give it a rating.
Okay, that's cool. We got some movie news. The news about the movies. I'm sorry, should I do that again? Should that become a weekly thing?
No.
Okay. Well, we have a clusterfuck of superhero movie news that I want to talk about. Cameron, I don't know if you're aware of this. Okay, so Ant-Man, I don't know. Did we talk about this last week?
Yeah.
We did. We talked about how Paul Rudd and Michael Strahan, or whatever his name is, were confirmed.
No, we did not talk about that.
Well, with Ant-Man...
We talked about Paul Rudd. We didn't talk about the other one.
Okay, well, Paul Rudd has been confirmed that he will be playing Scott Lang, who is Ant-Man. And then the other... His name is, like, Michael... I don't remember what his name is. I almost said Michael Shannon, but that's Zod. That's a completely different person. Boardwalk Empire and shit. But no, I don't remember the other dude's name, but he's like an older actor. I don't remember him. And he is playing Hank Pym. So if you don't know your comic book shit, Hank Pym is like Giant Man and Ant-Man and Yellowjacket and like 900 different people. And then Scott Lang is just this dude who steals the Ant-Man suit one day. And it's a heist film, and I guess Paul Rudd is going to be like stealing the Ant-Man suit. I'm really confused. I don't really understand. Like, what is your take on this?
I mean...
It's an older Ant-Man passing the torch to a younger Ant-Man without there being an Ant-Man movie to begin with. It's weird. It's weird for a first Ant-Man movie, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know. I don't want a fucking Ant-Man movie to begin with.
Why you gotta hate on Ant-Man?
Because I don't like Ant-Man. Well, I like Hank. I like Hank Pym. I like it when he's like Giant Man and Yellow Jacket. I don't want him to be fucking goddamn Ant-Man. That's stupid. I don't know. Why do you like Ant-Man or something?
No. Ant-Man is just there. It's one of those.
Yeah, I agree.
He's just there.
Like, basically, the deal with Ant-Man, it's like, I feel like they're just trying to bring in more Avengers. Like,
yeah.
How they're bringing in, we have not talked about Quicksilver, have we?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, Quicksilver is going to be in X-Men Days of Future Past, and he's going to be in the Avengers 2. But it will be played by two different actors.
Wait, what?
In X-Men Days, because of the whole Fox rights to X-Men, Quicksilver is two different people in both universes. It's really weird. Like how in the Avengers, he's going to be Pietro Maximoff, and in X-Men Days of Future Past, he's going to be just Quicksilver. And do you know the two actors that are confirmed to play him?
No, I do not.
The first one is Evan Peters. You may know him from American Horror Story as Kate Langdon. Cameron, he's the blonde dude who died in the bus accident in the beginning of American Horror Story Coven.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
Okay, I don't care. And, dude, you're going to this is a very interesting pick. Do you know who plays him in the Avengers?
No.
Fucking Kick-Ass.
What?
Fucking Kick-Ass is playing Quicksilver in the Avengers 2.
Well, then.
Yeah, this has been news for, like, 5 months, and we just never talked about it on the show. I just totally remembered it now. And then Scarlet Witch has been confirmed for Avengers 2 also. I forgot to tell you that.
You forgot to tell me a lot of things.
Yeah, and this has been news for like 6 months, and I'm forgetting to tell you. I'm very sorry. But yeah, Scarlet Witch is going to be in Avengers 2, and I'm looking forward. I love Scarlet Witch. She's a very underrated comic book character. And she's Magneto's daughter. I mean, something. I love Magneto. Magneto is the best.
Magneto is awesome.
Dude, did you say he isn't?
No, I said he is.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Magneto is like the best comic book supervillain ever.
That's Zod. That's Zod.
Zod is a better movie character than he's a comic book character.
Shut your mouth. Shut up.
He's not even that. Like, in recent comics, they really haven't been great to him.
Shut up. Shut up.
Okay.
Shut up.
Okay. Well, I have other news.
Zod.
Is a Doctor Zod. Strange. A Doctor Strange movie is in the works. And does
Yay.
That excite you?
No.
And the two actors who are currently in talks, this is a rumor, the two actors who are currently in talks to play Doctor Strange are Johnny Depp, who would be fucking perfect, and John Hamm, who, if you don't know, he plays Donald Draper on Mad Men. And that's very interesting to me, because I love Mad Men. And it's one of those weird things where I think Johnny Depp would be perfect for the, like, okay, what do you think about this? Do you think Johnny Depp would be a good Doctor Strange?
Oh, I'm not familiar with Doctor Strange, to be honest.
Like, I am, because, I haven't read the comics or anything, but, you know, I grew up, like, with video games and, like, Ultimate Alliance and shit. So I do know a lot about Doctor Strange. And it's one of the things where he is a out-there magical superhero and shit. That sounded lame. But he's not, like, Johnny Depp goofy, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's one of the things, I don't want to see Jack Sparrow in a Marvel movie. That, like, with fucking shooting fire at demons and shit. We've already seen them fuck up Ghost Rider with fucking Nicolas Cage. We don't need to see them fuck up Doctor Strange with Johnny Depp.
What about Orlando Bloom?
Dude, I would be down for that. Orlando Bloom would be a very interesting Doctor Strange. He has that.
He would be a strange Doctor Strange.
Yeah, okay. And John Hamm. John Hamm, like, are you familiar with John Hamm at all?
Mm-mm.
Like, well, I only know him because I watch Mad Men. I think he would be a very unique Doctor Strange because he'd be like, he looks the part. I guess that's more of what it is.
I guess.
I don't know. Personally, I would like to see John Hamm. I would prefer John Hamm. Basically, that's it. There is other superhero. Oh, okay. The Rock is going to be in an upcoming DC movie. What does that make you feel?
No.
You don't want it?
No.
Not at all. Not happy about this.
No,
The Rock.
I'm furious about this.
Do you want to hear the characters he's rumored to play?
Sure.
Doomsday.
Oh.
The Green Lantern.
Oh.
Black Adam. Do we even know who that is?
What?
Do we even know who Black Adam is?
Insert racist joke.
And then Cyborg. Dude,
okay.
I mean,
okay, now, Cyborg, yeah. Cyborg.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I was thinking. If The Rock is going to play a fucking DC character, have him play Cyborg.
Yeah, Cyborg. Cyborg
he
is
has
the
that-
only one.
If he's going to play anyone else, no. But if you're going to get him to play Cyborg, I completely 100% agree. Dude, what if The Rock's going to play the Joker? What if he played Lex Luthor?
No.
Speaking of which, have you learned who is rumored to play Lex Luthor?
No.
Joaquin Phoenix.
All right.
You know who that is?
I've heard the name.
I actually don't know who he is.
I've heard the name.
I'm a movie buff. I have no fucking clue who Joaquin Phoenix is, but he's the one that's... And also, Khal Drogo from Game of Thrones is rumored to be playing a DC superhero as well. And he's rumored to play either Lobo, Doomsday, or Aquaman, or the Martian Manhunter. And that's just weird as hell.
Why are they getting Aquaman?
Don't you agree? Okay, Aquaman was pretty cool in Smallville. I'm not saying I like
Aquaman. Aquaman, you're Aquaman. Remember that a long time ago? I kept calling
you
Aquaman.
Oh, dude, I remember that. Well,
yeah.
You called me Aquaman a long time ago for a long time.
Yeah, you're defending Aquaman. That's why.
I'm not defending him. I don't want to see him in a goddamn movie.
All right.
Don't you agree that they don't need to put Martian Manhunter in a fucking movie? Do you know who he is?
No.
Okay, you know who he is? Okay, you know the green alien from the Justice League cartoon?
Yeah.
That's Martian Manhunter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Is like growing up, I had no fucking clue. Like, it's one of those things where everyone knows who he is that grew up on that cartoon, but they don't know his name. It's just a thing. But Khal Drogo, you know, from Game of Thrones, I would love to see him. I would rather see him play Kraven in a Marvel movie, but that's just me.
Can we go back to one thing?
Okay.
The Rock, keep Ryan Reynolds as Green Lantern, please.
No.
Yes.
Dude, make him Deadpool or some shit.
He was Deadpool in the
Yeah, so Marvel should keep him and just keep him as Deadpool. Then fucking have someone else play Green Lantern. Have a black Green Lantern. I mean, dude, but you gotta admit that Green Lantern movie from like 3 years ago was shit.
I liked it.
Really?
I like Green Lantern, though.
I liked Sinestro for some reason. And Michael Clark Duncan was in that movie, so I am partial. That was pretty cool.
You have a crush on Jake Gyllenhaal and Michael Clark Duncan.
Dude, I love Michael Clark Duncan. Why? What is wrong with you? Why wouldn't I have a crush on Michael Clark Duncan?
I don't know.
He tried to punch Shane McMahon at WrestleMania 16. there's just so much superhero movie news. And, oh, speaking of which, Batman Superman has been delayed until 2016.
Wait, what?
Yeah, the Batman Superman movie. It's been delayed until 2016.
That's...
Because Ben Affleck read the script and said, this is horrible, and they're remaking it.
Really?
Yeah. they're hiring a new screenwriter because the older one was fucking terrible. And I want a good Batman Superman movie, so just hold it back. That is, I 100% agree with this. And one thing also is apparently, oh my god, another big thing is that it's been confirmed, Cameron, that this movie is not Batman Superman. It is a Superman movie involving Batman. Whatever that's supposed to mean.
Yeah, I've seen some stuff about that. That
this is like everyone's calling it Batman versus Superman or Batman Super. I call it Batman Superman. A lot of people are saying it's just Man of Steel 2, and people need to realize that.
Yeah.
Oh. And also, is it weird that we remember when we talked about those new Marvel shows coming to Netflix?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's been no news on those. I think that's weird as hell. They're supposed to be coming out in December. I have no fucking clue. No one has said anything. I think that's weird.
Maybe they're on there. Maybe they're on there. You just haven't looked.
They're not on, dude. There would. I follow Marvel on Twitter, man. They would have said something.
You follow porn?
No, I don't. I don't fucking follow. What the hell? No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Asshole. I don't know if there's any other superhero movie news. I was going to tell you. I think I forgot to tell you is that have we discussed the supervillain that's going to be announced as the main antagonist for Guardians of the Galaxy?
Mm-mm. No, we haven't.
He's a superhero. I guarantee you have not heard of him.
Okay.
The Collector. The Collector? He's like an old school supervillain from the 60s.
Oh, okay, I guess.
Speaking of it, have we discussed the cast for Guardians of the Galaxy yet?
I don't think we have.
Batista is going to be, the animal, awesome Batista who returned to Raw 2 days ago, is going to be playing a green alien named like Drax or some shit. Bradley Cooper will be voicing a talking raccoon who shoots people. And Vin Diesel will be voicing a tree man. Is that not the weirdest lineup you've ever heard? Batista, Bradley Cooper, and Vin Diesel.
Can we get a new Riddick movie? Speaking of Vin Diesel, can we get a new Riddick?
Dude, there was a Riddick movie like 6 months ago.
Really?
Dude, Batista was in that movie. There was a literally there was a movie called Riddick that came out 7 months ago with Vin Diesel.
Dude, that
you didn't
that
know
makes
that?
Me happy. No, I didn't. Here,
no.
Dude,
you need to go to Redbox.
I am.
Holy shit, it's literally just called Riddick, and Batista's in it for some reason.
They love Vin Diesel and Batista, huh?
Apparently, they're good. Vin Diesel and Batista are the new action movie pair. I almost said something, but I'm not going to say it. I'm going to tell you it after the show. I'm not saying it on air. I just thought of something, all and right. I'm not going to say it on air.
All right.
And I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. I know you know what I'm thinking. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. That'd be messed up. I think that's all the superhero movie news. We've talked about Venom, the Venom and Sinister Six movies on the show, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We've talked about Samuel. Have we talked about Samuel L. Jackson? How he's going to do like 5 more?
No, I don't think so.
Oh well, Samuel L. Jackson's going to do 5 more, and that excites me because he's a great Nick Fury.
Good.
Yeah, and then I think we've covered it. There's so many, but this is another big one. Is there's a rumor that the Justice League movie will be filmed back to back with Batman Superman.
Well then.
Yeah, they're making it because DC is being really stupid about this. Because Marvel spent years building up to the Avengers with multiple movies. DC is just using the current Superman, and it's like, do you think that's smart?
No.
And unfortunately, no news about Kick-Ass 3 yet. I'm waiting.
We should get another Caleb on here and let him speak.
Oh my god, that made me so fucking mad. Okay, Kick-Ass is the superhero movie for people who don't like superhero movies.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't have to like superhero movies to like this movie. This movie is just fucking awesome. It's in the top, it's easily in the top 5 superhero movies ever, in my opinion at least.
Yeah.
Plus, Chloe Mortez before you were allowed to say she's attractive. Because she was like 10. Wait, she's only 15, right?
I don't know. I don't know how old she is.
Cause I was going to say, because never mind then. I don't think you're allowed to call a woman under the age of 18 attractive. Are you?
No.
I actually have no fucking clue. Speaking of other movie news, if we have the chance, have you watched Star Wars, and do you like Star Wars?
I have not watched Star Wars, and I have had an interest in Star Wars. I've had an interest in it, but no, I have not watched it.
Wait, so you've never really watched it?
No, I haven't. I've never watched it, but I wanted to.
Like, do you still want to?
Yeah.
How have you never watched Star Wars? Like, how did that happen?
Because I'm a cool black guy. I'm not a white nerdy guy like you.
I'm not nerdy. Okay, I'm nerd. I don't look nerdy. I'm a nerd. Yeah, I watch Game of Thrones. I like superhero movies and I love wrestling. I'm not a complete fucking like. I wouldn't classify myself as like a nerdy white boy nerd. Yeah, ask my girlfriend. Yeah.
That doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't. I work out, so I'm allowed to be a nerd.
Do you lift, bro?
Yeah, that's kind of what working out is, Cameron.
Caleb, you ruined my joke. Let's go on. Let's talk about something else. Go.
Okay, I'm not going to drag this superhero discussion on anymore. Let's talk about sports.
Super Bowl.
Broncos.
You could have let me get. I had a package prepared and everything.
Okay, fine then. Do your package.
Do my package.
Yeah, blow your package all over this shit.
All right. It's Seahawks Broncos. I've seen some people say this Super Bowl is going to be horrible, and you're an idiot. The number one offense versus the number one defense. Just because the two names aren't popular doesn't mean that it's going to be horrible.
My Patriots lost, and am I sad about it? Fuck yes. Do I think the Super Bowl is going to be terrible because my team's not playing? Fuck no. I think it's going to be a good Super Bowl.
You got the number one defense with the Seahawks. You got Booker T on the Seahawks. You got the Louisiana guy who sounds like he was deaf till he was like 10. Peyton Manning on the Broncos. Caleb. Dude.
Who's Richard Sherman coming for? He's coming. I'm coming for you. What did Booker T say to Hulk Hogan? Who's he coming for?
I don't know.
Michael Crabtree, we coming for you. What's the word, Cameron? What did he say? Who's he coming for?
I don't know.
Why can't you just be the angry black man I've always wanted you to be?
Because I'm not.
Well, fine. What do you think? Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl, man?
The Broncos. Peyton Manning he's going to make that Seahawks defense look stupid.
Okay, let's just say this. You know that numbers never lie thing that we fucking hate? That, like, every time Peyton Manning and Tom Brady play it, they talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they said next one who gets a ring wins. Okay, well, Peyton Manning's going to get a fucking ring in 2 weeks. Or isn't it 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay, in 2 weeks, Peyton Manning's getting another ring. So are they gonna shut the fuck up with that video package now? On fucking Numbers Never Lie, or are they still going to fucking play it even after Peyton gets another ring?
Oh. I think they're still going to play it.
They're going to be like, next one who gets the ring wins.
That's going to be their argument forever. They're never going to say who is better in their eyes. It's going to be whoever gets the next ring wins.
Oh, Peyton got a ring? Well, Tom, once you get a ring, you'll be tied again in the... Dude, Peyton could win the next 3 Super Bowls and they would still have that. Because they're fucking stupid.
Yeah. Because they are.
I hate Numbers Never Lie. I hate the stupid draw.
The all-black cast? What? You said you hate it. Why do you hate it?
I don't.
You put yourself in the corner.
Dude, I really don't hate Bucky.
Caleb. What am I going to do with you?
I don't know, man. But, like, I can honestly just say it right now, man. It's not because of the all-black cast. It's because Numbers Never Lie. It's fucking stupid. This is to me, like, do you like Numbers Never Lie?
Yeah. It's one of my favorite shows.
All that matters is Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless.
Bingo, please.
Yes! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Apologize.
I'm sorry for the people who are wearing headphones and the eardrums you just busted. Caleb, apologize.
Yeah. Well, thanks for tuning in to the final episode of CNC Reviews. Oh my god. That's a joke. Is there anything else in sports world we need to talk about, Steven? Karen, this is the moment where your country accent slurred. You didn't really say it.
Yeah, I didn't say anything. I slurred my word. Yeah.
Now, let's talk about Tim Tebow and why. I was sorry. I was being Skip Bayless. I'm sorry.
And how Tim Tebow is going to get signed next this year, and how he's going to just show off.
Oh yeah, show off what? How much he sucks?
He doesn't suck. Before we talk about anything else, who is your pick to win Super Bowl? Seahawks or Broncos?
I said it like 3 times.
Well, just say it again in closing.
Denver Broncos.
Okay. Broncos are going to win. Now, Tom Brady peaked early.
Tom Brady, oh my God, shut up.
You don't think he peaked early? You get to the Super Bowl twice and you face the same team and you lose.
Would you really call it peaked?
Yeah. Yeah. Because you can't win anything now.
Wait, what? He could win if he wanted to. Oh, God. Oh, I almost sounded like a retarded Patriots fan. I'm sorry. Okay, let's just... is there anything else in sports we need to talk about?
No, that's it.
Oh, I'm watching the Thunder and Spurs game right now.
Two horrible teams. Yay.
One horrible team and one dynasty.
Thunder. For it to be a dynasty, you got to beat the best.
They almost did. They were in the – dude, I just realized these are the – I just realized something. These two teams are the last two teams that have faced the Heat in the playoffs.
And lose.
Yeah, to the – a team I cannot fucking stand.
You mean a great team? That's a dynasty. You want to talk about a dynasty? The Heat are a dynasty.
Great team? Yes. Do I like them? Fuck no.
It's because the all black players. Is that why?
Are you fucking serious? My favorite team, my favorite player, I have his jersey is black. That argument is invalid.
It's a cover up.
Oh yeah, I spent $60 to cover up my racism, Cameron. Yep. You're totally right.
And that's all the sports talk, people.
Yep, it is. Unless we want to talk about is golf season happening?
I don't think so. Is it?
Who fucking cares? Okay. I don't care. Are we moving on to wrestling?
Because golf is a rich man's sport. And you're poor.
I'm not poor.
Remember the last person I called said they were poor and they got mad.
Oh my God. That was hilarious. Fucking morons. Anyway. Wrestling. It's time. It's time. It's Caleb time. Remember when that was going to be the name of my show?
Yeah.
Remember when Kyle talked me out of that stupid name, but then other idiots thought it was a good name?
Yeah.
Caleb time. It sounds like I'm going to... In the words of James Leroy Mack III, sounds like you're gonna take a bunch of kids and just read them a story. Kindergarten.
Oh.
I saw Jamie's penis in a movie this weekend. I saw it was The Wolf of Wall Street. And it was very embarrassing. Poor Jamie. I'll never look at him the same again. Every time I see Jamie's picture, all I'm going to think of is the scene in The Wolf of Wall Street where Jonah Hill just takes out his dick.
That's weird.
Dude, that actually sounded really weird. Holy shit. That wasn't supposed to sound that weird. Can we fucking talk about wrestling or not?
You go.
Okay. Now, we're going to do our top five. And basically, this week's top five is top five ultimate dream opponents for The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Before we start, Caleb, why won't you let me have my top five?
No, we're not doing top five wrestler sex tapes we want to see. That is stupid. And I have a girlfriend, and she will kill me if I do that. Yeah. I don't want Tulsi to kill me. Okay, Cameron?
Do we really want me to die? I'm going to ask her, and if she doesn't mind, we're going to do
it. She's going to mind. Okay. Cameron. My girlfriend is not going to be happy with a fucking podcast where I talk about wrestlers who I want to see have sex with each other. That's weird. And we all know your number one is going to be the great Khali getting Iron well, Iron Sheik shoves a cane up his ass.
Alright.
Okay. So, top five ultimate dream opponents for The Undertaker. Living or dead, active or non-active, any era, I don't care if you fucking put Lou Fez or Chris Benoit on this list. You can if you want to. I don't know. You might. Why?
Should not. Because he would. No.
We've mentioned Chris Benoit a few times, but in all honesty, like, he's not on my list, but Chris Benoit would have been an interesting opponent for The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
This show is a Chris Benoit free zone.
It is?
It is.
Have you listened to episode one?
With me on it. With me on the show is Chris
Benoit. Oh, okay. I wasn't aware of this.
I will enforce this law.
I understand. Nonetheless, it's our top five. And there's actually... Yeah, mine's done. Okay. Cameron, I'm not going to let you go first. Fuck you.
It's my birthday. Why can't I go first?
Because you always get mad at me. Because every time I tell you you can go first, you're like, why you always make me go first?
But now I want to. But it's whatever. Okay, go. No, go.
No. No, you fucking go first. You're going to bitch, like a little fucking bitch pussy. Then, never mind. Do you want me to go first or not?
Go.
Okay. Number five. Bobby Roode. Bobby Roode versus The Undertaker. Now, this match, could it possibly happen one day? Chances are slim. Would it be amazing if it fucking happened? Yes. Bobby Roode is this. My list is going to be crazy as tits. Oh, my God. Cameron, is your list going to be anything like your top five favorite wrestlers list? Where I literally said, what the fuck, halfway through the list?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Bobby Roode would be an amazing. He would just put on. I love Bobby Roode. His promos would be amazing going into it. He would. I mean, I just honestly think Bobby Roode and Undertaker would have an amazing rivalry. Don't you agree, Cameron?
Yeah.
Number four is Sting. This is a match that has very slim chances of happening this year. Honestly, this match has. This has been a match that people have wanted for a very long time. I would have preferred it in like early 2000s, but. Hey, if Sting can get into shape where he doesn't have to wear a t-shirt in his matches, I'm cool with it. Because, I mean, it's especially in his prime. Imagine, like, Undertaker and Sting, like, both in their prime. Because, unfortunately, both guys aren't necessarily in their prime. But imagine Sting versus Undertaker in their prime. That match would be the balls. Holy shit, that match would be awesome. Number three, Ultimate Warrior. Now, this match, of course, is never going to happen. Because that's the whole point. It's fucking dream matches. Get over it, bitch. Imagine how much of a threat. Like, if the Undertaker's streak had existed in the... Like, it would... I mean, he was having matches at WrestleMania in the early and mid-90s. But imagine if the streak had been going on and if Ultimate Warrior in his prime was trying to break it. People would be pumped. People would think Warrior was going to break it. It would be awesome. They had a rivalry at one point that was pretty weird. But, yeah. Number two is Kurt Angle. This is a match that people say that Undertaker wanted this match at one point at like WrestleMania, WrestleMania 18. I don't know if there's any truth to this, but that would have been kind of cool because Undertaker and Kurt Angle have had some great matches in their day, and in the amazing triple threat match involving Rock, they had a great match at No Way Out, and I would honestly, and this match will probably never happen again, but imagine how fucking awesome this match would be at WrestleMania. Angle, oh my God. People would think Angle's going to break Undertaker's fucking ankle. It would be amazing. And number one, now, before I say who it is, I want to say, I understand this match probably wouldn't be amazing, but Goldberg. Now, Goldberg versus The Undertaker breaking the streak would be a huge draw. Goldberg in his prime, like not now, but Goldberg like in 2003 or 4. Let's say if Goldberg came out of retirement for WrestleMania 22, and if he was going to face Undertaker, this match would have drawn big time. Because
Motorcycle Undertaker, though. It has to be Motorcycle
dude,
Undertaker.
Oh, dude, Motorcycle Undertaker's the best.
Yeah.
But yeah, like let's say WrestleMania 19. Like let's say Goldberg actually returned in 2002 and was going to face Undertaker at WrestleMania 19. That would be amazing. Because now, granted, would this match be awesome? It could be. It might not necessarily be an amazing 5-star match, but it could still be good. And basically, people would be like, "Holy shit, Goldberg is going to break the streak," and that would sell. And at the end of the day, that's the number one thing you look for. Goldberg versus Undertaker at WrestleMania would have drawn like fucking crazy. Don't you agree with that, Cameron?
Yeah, but I think every match on my list it would sell better.
I'm kind of scared to hear your list.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Number 5, Iron Sheik versus Undertaker.
Okay, yeah. It's good.
Yeah. Sheiky baby, he would humble Undertaker. And in all these scenarios, Undertaker would lose, by the way. Okay?
He would okay. Lose. All right.
Iron Sheik would humble Taker old country way.
He would
number 4.
Fuck his streak. Okay, go ahead.
Rico versus Undertaker.
What the fuck? What the? Is this real? Are you serious right now? Is Rico on your fucking list or are you joking? Is Rico really number 4 on your list?
I kid you not. I kid you not. Rico is number 4.
What the hell?
Go ahead. Okay, number 3. Gangrel versus Undertaker.
Oh, yeah, that would have been kind of cool.
You could have interference with Edge and Christian. It would have been cool.
Dude, like number Gangrel 2. Could like, try to light him on fire.
Yeah, yeah. That could happen. It could be an Inferno match. Inferno match. WrestleMania.
Okay, that's actually really awesome. Holy shit.
Yeah. Number 2, Shark Boy.
What? Fucking Shark Boy. That makes no goddamn sense. What so fucking ever? Why the fuck would Rico or Shark Boy be facing The Undertaker at WrestleMania? I love Curry Man, but is he on my list? No.
Okay, number 1. This is going to blow everyone's minds. They're going to be like, oh my God, why haven't they done this before? Are you ready, Caleb?
I don't even know.
The Great Khali.
What in the motherless fuck? What the fuck? We saw this match, and it was awful so many times. They had one decent last minute thing, but oh my God, that match at Judgment Day was one of the worst matches I've ever seen. Jesus fucking Christ, Cameron, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why the fuck would you put the Great Khali, Shark Boy, or Rico on this list? What the hell, Cameron? The fucking Great Khali? I want to stir up you. Oh my God, the Great Khali versus... What the hell? What's wrong with you? What the fuck? Why the fuck would the Great Khali be facing The Undertaker? It makes zero fucking sense. What the fuck, Cam? Fucking, what the fuck sense does that even fucking make?
It could be a Punjabi prison match.
I swear to God, if you fucking say another word, I'm going to come over there. I'm going to fucking throw you off of a fucking building. I swear to fucking Christ. Fuck. Don't even say another word. No, let's just move the fuck on. I am not talking about these fucking lists with you ever again. We are not discussing this list ever. You have ruined. I do not trust you with lists anymore. You do not put fucking Rico and Sharkboy and the Great Khali on a goddamn list. Face the Undertaker fucking WrestleMania. Oh, do you understand me? Do you fucking understand me? I know a fucking moron who's powered by Verizon to come up with a better top 5. I hate fucking much right now. I've said fuck about 900 times in the last 50 seconds. I swear to God. No. I don't trust you with your listening. From now on, before we do the show, you're going to tell me your list, and I am going to fucking chop the shit out of it. And I will say, no, no Shark Boy. No, what the fuck? What the fuck was going through your mind when you made this list? Don't laugh, asshole. You fucking idiot. Why the fuck make this list?
Caleb, you do realize that I made this list last night, right?
I made this list a week ago.
But last night was important, remember?
Why was last night important?
Think about it, Caleb.
That's why your list is so fucking retarded.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, now I'm not as mad. Okay, that's funny. Ha ha ha! That's so fucking hilarious.
I was laughing my balls off when I was writing this list.
I can imagine. Oh, you fucking asshole. Oh, never mind. It's cool. I'm not mad anymore. I had my rant, and I'm done with it.
But think about it, though. Rico versus Undertaker? That would be amazing.
Dude, I forgot to say it on one more goddamn word. Coming over there, ripping your leg off, shoving it up your ass, and then feeding you Pepto-Bismol. Because Pepto-Bismol gives you diarrhea and shit, and it makes you, like, shit, like, you're going to... Never mind.
But no.
Okay.
Punjabi Prison.
Let's talk about Raw. Royal Rumble is this Sunday. Let's just tell the nice people on the internet what we think about Raw, what we think about the Royal Rumble, if we're looking forward to it, what the fuck's going on. All that nice shit. Let's just forget your retarded fucking motherfucking fucking goddamn list happened. Let's just forget all the fucking about it.
Punjabi Prison.
Dude, I swear to God, I'm going to fucking dislocate your jaw. I'm going to shove it down your throat, and then I am just going to punch the shit out of your ass. Oh, God! God damn it, that sounded bad. I'm not going to fist you. That sounded messed up. Let's talk about Raw. Let's just talk about Raw.
Even better.
Go to Tonight Raw. Batista came back, and it was pretty fucking cool. What did you think about Batista's return?
Can I please talk about my match,
though? No, Cameron.
It would be a triple cage, like on Ready to Rumble.
Fuck you. Okay. So, Batista returned, Cameron. What did you think about it?
He could have used a 6-foot Indian gentleman by his side. That would have made his debut, his return, even better.
Probably 7 feet tall, you asshole.
I said 6 foot.
Well, who are you talking about?
I don't know. I was meaning to say Kali. I don't even know what I'm going to say. But, yeah. Kali would have been better by his side.
Oh, yeah. The great Kali in skinny jeans. What did you think about Batista's return?
I said it could have been better with Kali by his side.
Well, I thought it was... Didn't you think it was cool as shit that they mixed his face entrance with his heel entrance?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was amazing. Now, Batista's return wasn't incredible by any means since it had been revealed, but it was still awesome. I don't know. It wasn't random because they'd been talking on Twitter, but, like, Batista came out and attacked Del Rio.
Oh, I'm so mad about that. Why? Why would you waste Batista on that garbage Mexican? Why? Why?
Have we confirmed if it's an actual feud?
I don't know, but even his... Okay, if it's not a feud, him coming back and beating somebody up could have been better than Alberto Del freaking Rio.
Yeah, it is one... I hope... Let's just say, Sunday, Batista can eliminate Del Rio from the Rumble, and that can just be it. Don't you agree? We don't need to see them have a match on fucking Elimination Chamber. We don't need to see Is Batista wrestling on Raw and SmackDown now? Or is he just doing pay-per-views?
I felt that he was Raw and SmackDown.
Okay, well, if they want to have this match on a Raw or SmackDown, oh, whatever. But that's fine. I don't want this match happening on pay-per-view. That doesn't need to happen on pay-per-view.
No.
Whatever, I'm not ordering Elimination Chamber, so who cares?
I hope that they make Kali and Batista a feud.
We've seen this, and it was terrible.
It was not terrible. I want it to happen again. I want it to happen again.
This feud was fucking horrible. Basketball don't hold grudges.
Oh.
Do we really need to see Batista in a Great Khali feud?
Yes. When are they going to give the Great Khali his own documentary?
Probably when Khali can make enough money, you know. Okay, when Khali is done paying the family of the Japanese beauty murder, probably then. You know, that just sounds like the right time, or until he kills them too. Okay, what is wrong with me? That was messed up. That was actually kind of over the line. I'm sorry about that. Cameron, what is the time? What are you saying? Top five for next week?
No.
We are not making a list called Top 5 Murderers in Wrestling. That is messed the fuck up, and I can only name, like, two. Wait. No, there are others. I have read a list that said wrestlers. There are five I can think of, but we're not making that list. Messed the fuck up. We're not going to glorify murder, okay? Well, I glorify Khali's murder because it's fun. I did not just say that's funny. I did not say that. I have a very thick Oklahoma accent. Sometimes I slur my words. You can't really hear what I'm saying. It sounded like I said funny, but it's not. Hey, Workaholics is back tonight. Yay. Dude, no. Why would you even say, oh my God. What is wrong with you? Oh, God, this is a list. Jesus Christ. What is wrong with you? Oh, my God, what the fuck, Cameron, are you putting the message? It's so messed up. It's so messed up that I'm not even going to say it on air. What the fuck is wrong with you? Are you continuing or are you just going to stop at three? God. Good. Oh, my God, what is wrong with you? Bad Cameron. Is there anything else that happened on Raw that we should talk about? Like Randy Orton getting into a car?
Oh, that horrible ending. That made me mad. I told you I was mad about that.
Dude, you did. You told me you fucking hated that.
Yeah, stupid.
Yeah, it was okay. Did anything else happen on Raw that was really noteworthy?
No.
I feel like something did, but I can't think of it. Did Batista say anything about basketballs?
Mm-mm.
Okay, then there really isn't anything else noteworthy about Raw. Fandango beat Xavier Woods in like 5 seconds, didn't he?
Yeah, I think. I don't know.
I don't think we care. There was a good 6-man tag. That's about it. And then we're not allowed to talk about the storyline we came up with, right?
No.
I really want to let the nice people on the internet know, but I don't want our show to get shut down. So
can we call
not.
Them the Nation? Can we be like Philip DeFranco? The Nation.
How many times have I actually said, like, I love your faces, like, at the end of the show? I've said it about 5 times now, haven't I?
Yeah. Yeah, you have.
Like, are we, like, legally allowed to call him the Nation?
He can't have the Nation trademark.
Okay.
Can he?
Nation. No, I don't think so. Like,
no.
Wouldn't the United States government have that, like, of Domination?
The Nation of Domination would have that. WWE, if anybody, would have that trademark.
Oh, yeah. The Nation of Constipation? Okay. I laughed about something really bad I just thought of. Yeah. So, are you looking forward to the Royal Rumble this Sunday?
I am.
Okay, well, if people don't know, this is the match card. The kickoff will be the Rhodes Brothers, Cody Rhodes and Goldust, defending the WWE Tag Team Championships against the New Age Outlaws for some reason. The actual card will, in fact, be Big Show versus Brock Lesnar, 30-man Royal Rumble match, Randy Orton versus John Cena for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Daniel Bryan versus Bray Wyatt. And is that it? I feel like I'm missing something.
Oh.
Am I forgetting about a match?
I don't know.
No, I don't think I am. What matches are really looking forward to this Sunday?
Rumble.
I'm looking forward to the Royal Rumble because I think it looks fucking awesome, and this year is going to be stacked. Orton and Cena, not really. Daniel Bryan versus Bray Wyatt, I'm actually really looking forward to because Daniel Bryan is just one of those guys who can get a good match out of anybody. Dude, what is wrong with you? Why are you putting fucked up stuff in the messages? Anyway, Daniel Bryan is just one of those wrestlers who can get a good match out of anybody. Bray Wyatt hasn't been super impressive in the ring since debuting on the main roster. But he is a solid... Cameron. He is a solid wrestler, and I think that Daniel Bryan is going to get his best match out of him to date since coming on the main roster. Big Show and Brock Lesnar, I'm actually really looking forward to. And... Cameron, no. And, Jesus, fuck. What is wrong with you? Do I have to pull a Devin Morton? Jesus, balls, Cameron.
I feel like I would laugh for like the past 5 minutes. And that's all I've done.
You have. Now, let me continue. Because we only got like 6 minutes left. And Big Show and Brock Lesnar, I'm looking forward to because since their rivalry like 12 years ago, Big Show's cut some weight down. He's gotten slimmer. He's gotten more muscular. He's gotten in shape. He's had some actually really solid in-ring work this last year. So I'm looking forward to this. And Lesnar, his in-ring style has changed. And I honestly think that him and Big Show are going to have a solid match Sunday. I'm not saying it's going to be 5 stars. And also another interesting fact is Brock Lesnar is 3-0 at the Royal Rumble. He's never lost. He beat the Big Show 11 Rumbles ago. Or 10 Rumbles, whatever, 2003. He won the 2003 Royal Rumble, and he beat Hardcore Holly at Royal Rumble 2000. Cameron? No. Don't type anything else in the messages for the rest of the night, okay? Okay? Okay, Cameron, who do you think's winning the Royal Rumble Sunday?
Roman Reigns. Hashtag typical Mark.
Look, Roman Reigns is probably going to eliminate a lot of guys, and he's probably going to really...
He's going to eliminate half of the roster.
No, he's not. Now, don't get me wrong. Roman Reigns is going to be impressive in the Rumble Sunday. But Roman Reigns does not need to win the motherfucking Royal Rumble while he is a member of the Shield. Dude, holy shit, shut up. There's a like commercial on. I stopped Breaking Bad. Okay, never mind. No, Breaking Bad. Stop the fantasy! Oh, my God. No, I'm watching this. I don't know the Expendables 2. No one cares. Scandal? What's Scandal? Should I watch it? Is it, dude, it's an advertiser for Netflix. They're talking about how amazing Breaking Bad and Sons of Anarchy are. Oh, my God. Okay, we only have like 5 minutes. Fuck. Okay. So, I honestly think the Royal Rumble comes down to 3 guys. Batista, like, not, this is not going to be the final 3 necessarily, but I think Daniel Bryan, CM Punk, and Batista are the top 3 guys who I think are going to win. What do you think?
You want my top 3? That's what you want?
Yeah.
Kali, Iron Sheik, and CM Punk.
Is Kali in the Rumble this year?
Yeah. Duh.
Can Iron Sheik physically walk to the ring in time for a Royal Rumble match? And can he get thrown over the top rope without, like, dying? Don't get me wrong, though. I would mark the fuck out if Sheiky Baby was in the Rumble. Would you mark out if Sheiky Baby was in the Rumble?
Dude, I would love to see Sheiky Baby.
Okay, let's talk about some wrestlers who we think are going to be surprise entrants this Sunday.
Iron Sheik.
Sheamus, Rob Van Dam, Jake Roberts. I could totally see DDP. Possibly, maybe, not Rikishi, no. Meh. You think we'll see Rikishi?
Maybe.
At this point, wouldn't Christian be a surprise entrance?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, when was
more of a surprise than Sheamus.
Yeah, dude, Sheamus is. I can honestly, I can 90% guarantee we're seeing Sheamus Sunday.
Yeah.
But Rob Van Dam, Rob Van Dam might be a little bit of a stretch, but I think he is. Honestly,
yeah.
I don't see Jericho. Jericho's not in the Rumble Sunday.
No, dude.
Okay, what do you think about the chances of a Hulk Hogan return at the Rumble?
No.
What about X-Pac?
Yes.
I think Gangrel needs a surprise entrance. And, dude, let's not forget the number one guy who needs to be a fucking surprise entrant, Michael fucking Hayes.
Yes. Yes.
Dude, okay. Imagine the scenario. Number 30. The clock is counting down. Batista, CM Punk, and Daniel Bryan are the only three left. Suddenly you hear, free birds running wild and free. You see fat Michael Hayes with a Confederate flag cape, and he's running down to the ring. He slides into the ring, sits there for a couple minutes. He gets up, eliminates all three guys at once. Michael Hayes versus Randy Orton for the World Heavyweight Championship, main event WrestleMania 30. Hashtag book it, motherfucker! Dude, what if the hurricane returned?
Stand back. There's a hurricane coming through.
Oh my god, that would be amazing. What if JBL was in the Rumble and he took all of his clothes off and was wearing a speedo? Boy, that sounded dirt bad. Like, imagine if all the announcers were in the Rumble again, like 2012. Like when Michael Cole just started ripping his clothes off. Do you think the New Age Outlaws are going to be in it this year?
Probably.
I could see it. I don't know. I mean, are they young enough to be able to do... Are they too old to do double duty?
It depends on the first match.
Oh, yeah. Like, if it's under 10 minutes, I would say go for it.
Now, okay. Road Dogg, I'm not sure. Billy Gunn, I think Billy Gunn can go for it.
Oh, yeah. Billy Gunn, 100%. I think Billy Gunn could wrestle a 20-minute match and then enter the Rumble. And then, okay, we only got, like, a little bit of time here. But Road Dogg, I totally agree. We don't need another Jerry Lawler incident happening at a fucking pay-per-view. Nonetheless, we've only got a little bit of time here. That's pretty much it. But Cameron, just before we go, who is your 100% pick to win the Royal Rumble?
CM Punk.
I'm going to go with Daniel Bryan if he's in it. If not, I would say Batista probably. I'm not saying I don't necessarily want that to happen, but still.
Okay. Hey, come on. We got plugs.
Nonetheless, you can follow me on Twitter at TheAustinClark. You can follow my backup account at CaleBClarkJ. You can follow my dog. Follow my dog at Samuel James. Show's Twitter at EV of Radio. You can follow my girlfriend at KelseyP900. And Cameron, you do your plug.
At that LSU fan.
Oh, and let's not forget that you can follow the show's Twitter. Or not the show, god damn it. You can follow Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Twitter at PWP Powerhouse. And don't forget that you can also check out Facebook at facebook.com/Pro Wrestling Powerhouse. It's a great thing. It's a great site. Check out ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com or .net. Is it .com?
Oh, I'm not sure.
I'm
.com or .net.
Try both.
.com.
.com. ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com. We've only got a few seconds left, so ladies and gentlemen, my name is Caleb Johnston. That is around. I love your face. Fuck. I love your faces. Goodbye, Nation. Are we saying that now?
Yeah. Goodbye, Nation. I love your faces.